Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
What's your name?
Jim Canoa.
What can you tell me about a holler now?
This is an old holler that I heard my granddad talk about.
You heard him talk about
yes,
it?
Yes, I heard him talk about
what
it.
What did he say about?
He said this was an old man named Henry Holmes to holler this. He's hearing 5 miles.
Good.
Five miles.
When did he do this holler?
As soon every morning and after dark.
In the morning? When it
yes,
early?
Early in the morning and late in the afternoon.
Well, what, was any words?
No, sir, there wasn't no words, just that holler.
Well, what was it for?
It's just an old cornfield holler, just a lonesome holler, that's all I said.
And you heard your grandfather?
No, sir, I heard him hollering and my daddy kind of imitates.
And you're imitating the
way that's the way
you
I heard him.
No.
Yes, sir, I holler yes. Sometimes. So.
There's just no words. So
no.
Well,
let's hear it. Yee-ho! Ho 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 ho.
Now make sure you're way off the field there, 100 miles an hour.
All right.
I see by the sound of the old field holler that it's time for another Secret Museum of the Air.
Yes, it's a number of hours late. That was about 5 a.m. there. That was an old cornfield holler to begin tonight. And good evening to you, citizen.
Hello, Pat. I'm with Pat Conti, the curator of the Secret Museum of the Air, who has prepared a very special show of country musicians.
Yes. What,
musicians exclusively?
Exclusively for tonight. This is our answer to our previous program where we took blues in the country. We're now taking some country musicians and showing the blues side. And hopefully we'll be successful. Those were the voices of Enos Canoy and I believe his cousin Tim Canoy in Mississippi. The Canoy family band as recorded for the Library of Congress by Herbert Halpert. So we heard some old cornfield hollers courtesy of Henry Holmes, I believe it was, a name which will now live in infamy here on the air. For our first set tonight, we'll be listening to the music of some Tennessee musicians once again, a hotbed of old-time music. And I couldn't think of a better hotbed or a crazier old man than Uncle Dave Macon.
All right.
To start off with. We're going to hear his version of I've Got the Morning Blues, not Morning AM, but Morning Blues, which will feature Uncle Dave, oddly enough, the great banjo player that he is, not playing banjo. This is Uncle Dave on the guitar. We'll follow with the Arcade Blues, his version of a blues that he wrote for a record store owner, and he'll explain on the record, a man by the name of Keys, who is immortalized on this old Vocalion record. And then we'll hear his partner, Sam McGee, who frequented the streets of Nashville and Knoxville, learning what he could from the black string band musicians that he heard playing and busking on the streets. We'll hear Sam tuning up and playing his then brand new Gibson GB3 Mastertone 6-string banjo and his version of Easy Rider. So first, Uncle Dave's got the morning blues.
used to fly high like a turtle dove. Have the blues a many a time. There's just a woman on a poor man's mind. I got the morning blues. Oh, so bad. Honey, come and kiss me. They're the worst I've ever had. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Show me a woman that a man can trust. Nickels were the grease and a dime was the lard. I would buy more, but the time is so hard. I got the morning blues. Oh, so bad. Honey, come and kiss me. They're the worst I've ever had. There ain't no use in me working so hard, for I got a woman in the white folk yard. She brings me meat and she brings me pie. I'm eating some of everything the white folk buy. I got the morning blues. Oh, so bad. Honey, come and kiss me. They're the worst I've ever had. She brings me chicken and she brings me cake. You get sure to see me lick that plate. A big honey biscuit and a mutton chop will make a nigga lip go flickety-flop. I got the morning blues. Oh, so bad. Honey, come and kiss me. They're the worst I've ever had. I stand the fella right over yonder. He looks just like he wants to ponder. Look at that hair all around his mouth, like a swallowed a mule and left the tail hanging out. I got the moon. Oh, so bad. Funny, come and kiss me. They're the worst I've ever had.
Especially for Mr. Charlie Keys and Mr. Hyde in the arcade, who will play you records on both sides. They got the arcade blues, got the arcade blues, got the arcade blues so bad. Got the arcade blues, got the arcade blues, that's the trouble I never had. That's the trouble I never had. These silk-dressed women, these silk-dressed women, this arcade always hands. These silk-dressed women, these silk-dressed women, make a married man feel sad. Make a married man feel sad. If you got a good woman, if you got a good woman, I'd advise you to leave her at home. These arcade boys won't let a good woman alone. Won't let a good woman alone. If you got a good woman, if you got a good woman, don't never bring her to town. For a red-headed woman, yes, a red-headed woman, make a gray rabbit love a hound. Make a gray rabbit love a hound. Gonna lay my head, gonna lay my head up on some railroad track. It'll carry me away, it'll carry me away, but it will not bring me back. Oh, it will not bring me back. Does a rubber tide hurt? Yes, a rubber tide hurts like a great big Cadillac. Carry you over to the graveyard, boy, that man won't bring you back. That man won't bring you back. That man won't bring you back.
got no man on either rider, don't you know my name? On log, sing a song called Soul to Know, for either out of don't you know my name. Ain't but one thing by my mind, a world full of women and none of mine, either out of don't you know my name. Cause always hot when you're in the middle and much don't talk. Either right or don't you know my name. And said, you ain't nothing but my soul to dog. Tell your mama hit a new great man. Either right or don't you know my name.
Coming out of that fantastically picked and played piece by Sam, and I was about to say Kirk McGee.
Well, brother Kirk was no slouch either. These are multi-instrumentalists. They could just do anything they wanted. We'll be examining throughout this program and bridging blues to the early pioneer country musicians, the first true real great stars of the Grand Ole Opry, the early days of country radio, and their versions of blues, and songs that go back beyond Blind Lemon Jefferson into that dim past.
The musicians themselves never denied that they were influenced by black music.
Oh, no, they were the first to credit a lot of great names. Sam often spoke of a street musician by the name of Jim Sapp, who he learned many of his pieces, his real showpieces for banjo and guitar. And they are incredible pieces of music, and he remembered them well into his senior years and continued to play them, and really didn't lose much of that edge that he had on whatever instrument he played. It's just an amazing family and an amazing circle of musicians around Knoxville and Nashville.
We can only imagine what those black musicians were like and what kind of music they played.
Oh, boy. Well, we have just inklings of it. Nashville must have been incredible. The jug band scene, the black string bands, the Uncle Dave singing songs learned from slaves on his father's plantation. It was an amazing time and captured briefly
during the golden age of the phonograph.
On these snapshots that we have tonight. For our next set, we'll hear a version of the Matchbox Blues recorded in the 1930s here for the Montgomery Ward Company, company that made cheap versions of Victor records to sell in their catalogs, by the obscure musician by the name of Roy Schaffer. He's a guitarist that made four sides that I know of for the Ward Company. Then we'll hear from the Kessinger brothers, not brothers at all, but Clark Kessinger and his nephew Lucas on guitar. And we had to stick a rag in here, and I thought of Dill Pickle's rag in honor of the citizen, one of his favorite tunes, and not only some stellar fiddling by Clark Kessinger, but the brilliant guitar and phrasing by Lucas, his nephew. So it's really the Kessinger brother and nephew instead of the brothers. And then we'll hear a late recording, late for the 78 era, 1947, on the eve of the microgroove demon erupting in New York in a studio put together in a hodgepodge way by Mo Ash for his Ash Record Company, or Disc Record Company, and the music of Hobart Smith, an incredible banjo player, a fantastic fiddler and singer, here playing guitar, and his version of Railroad Bill, a tune which goes into the age of minstrelsy and beyond. So first, the obscure but delightful Roy Schaffer.
Been standing here wondering, would a matchbox hold my clothes? Been standing here wondering, would a matchbox hold my clothes? Ain't got so many clothes, but I got so far to go. Somebody better come here now. Gonna leave you, mama, ain't coming back till fall. So long, honey. Gonna leave you, mama, ain't coming back till fall. If I find a good gal, may not come back at all. You hear me? Going to that river, hopping like a frog. Going to that river, hopping like a frog. Cause that gal I've been loving, she's treating me like a dog. You ought to be ashamed, honey. Gonna leave this country, tired of hanging round. Gonna leave this country, I'm tired of hanging round. Thought I ain't got a nickel, ain't no job to be found for me. When you see me coming, baby, raise your windows high, way up there. When you see me coming, baby, raise your windows high. But when you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. Oh, tell 'em about me. You heard me, mama, I'll tell you one more time. You heard me, mama, I'll tell you one more time. You may have plenty loving, ain't got none like mine. Thank you.
early in the morning, the showering rain, round the curve from a town freight train. All right, right, right. If it bumps against the rail, leave nobody for to tell the tale. All right, right, right. That the poor farmer had. All right, right, right.
I feel battered by that.
That's amazing playing. Once again, thanks to Mo Ash. If you're listening up there, Mo.
Thank you.
Anyway, that one from the prototype for the Folkways label, the disc label. And recorded again in about 1947. I think Hobart had come to the studio without a banjo and wound up using Pete Seeger's banjo. I might not have that completely right, but Tom Paley remembers the story. He was around about then.
Hey, Tom, call us up.
Yeah, it's not too expensive from London, I'm sure. The Kessingers before that, Kessinger brother and nephew. And some brilliant use of a minor chord in there, and one of the few times you'll hear one in country, in old-time music anyway, in the real stuff. That's the Dill Pickles Rag, and I guess that's our version of a rag for tonight. We had to have that in. We have just about every other part of minstrelsy, vaudeville, and blues to give you, or as much as we could dig up. And up top, Roy Schaffer. Next, we'll move to the Blue Ridge. We're going to listen to the Carter family, and they were no slouches either when it came to blues. A.P. Carter, for good or bad, made use of a black musician by the name of Leslie Riddles. He was a mandolin player and guitar player, and became, besides a constant traveling companion to Mr. Carter, a human tape recorder. Carter had hired him to learn songs on the spot, one of Riddle's real good skills, besides bringing him a whole host of songs from the black repertoire of country music. And the Carters would take songs from just about anywhere, and phonograph records were also part of the picture. They learned everything from Ma Rainey's songs to, well, what you'll hear now, their version of Motherless Children, which they did for the Montgomery Ward Company in probably around 1930. Then we'll hear from Riley Puckett taking a song from the previous century and playing it in his own inimitable way in 1926 for Columbia. He'll sing us "I'm Going Where the Chilly Winds Don't Blow." And lastly, we'll hear from the early Monroe Band. This is in the days when they recorded for RCA. Not Bluebird, but this is the Bluegrass Boys before they got that punch and high-power banjo sound. This is the old band playing their Blue Yodel number 7. So we'll start with the Carters and leading off for three giants in country music.
Motherless children is a hard time when the mother is dead. They are driven out in the cold, God knows where to go. Motherless children is a hard time when the mother is dead. Orphan children sees a hard time in this world. Sister does the best she can, but she really don't understand. Orphan children sees a hard time in this world. Brother won't treat you like mother will when mother's dead. Brother won't treat you like mother will when mother's dead. You may ask for a piece of bread, you are told to go to bed. Motherless children is a hard time when the mother's dead. Orphan children sees a hard time in this world. Sister does the best she can, but she really don't understand. Orphan children sees a hard time in this world. Treat you like mother will when the mother's dead. They will tell you what to do, but they'll turn their back on you. Motherless children sees a hard time when the mother's dead. Orphan children sees a hard time in this world. Sister does the best she can, but she really don't understand. Orphan children sees a hard time in this world.
He's gone where the chilly wind don't blow.
Well, thank you, Pat. That was a set of the giants of country music, as
we,
you said, playing black-influenced music. Very much so.
Yes, we heard the Carters and their Motherless Children.
That's a very beautiful record.
And then we heard from Riley Puckett, our old favorite on the guitar, and his Columbia, I'm Going Where the Chilly Winds Don't Blow. I think that was a published song. You probably got that from a bit of sheet music from about 1880. And then Bill Monroe covering America's Blue Yodeler, who we will apologize to the spirit of Jimmy Rogers tonight for not including him in a program of white blues, but We've saluted him before. We'll salute him again. For our last set tonight, we'll be listening to some startling music and some familiar music. We'll start with Frank Hutchison, The Pride of West Virginia, and a record that you might have to strain to listen to a bit here. That's the old tried and true copy here of the Museum of the Train That Carried My Girl From Town, which has become a standard ever since revived in the 1960s by the great Doc Watson. Then we'll go to Wise, Virginia, to hear the banjo playing of Doc Boggs, Morin Lee Boggs, who never really claimed to invent blues on the banjo, but he was one of the few progenitors of blues on the banjo in the hillbilly field. Besides being the incredible player he is in his own style, he tried to cover, and I think successfully did so, some blues from the classic era, blues from the time of Bessie Smith and Alberta Hunter and Rosa Henderson. And these were the kinds of records that were in the Boggs home in the early 20s, just prior to his audition for the Brunswick Company. They put out ads in the local papers about 2 weeks before, were swamped with hundreds and hundreds of musicians outside a hotel, or it might have even been a drugstore, where they set up their first mini studio to audition talent to make records for the Brunswick Company, the Brunswick Bulky Colander Company, who branched out from making pool tables and bowling balls into the record business.
I wish I had a tape of the auditions.
Who did they turn away? Well, who knows? Well, Doc made the cuts. He was on the first team, and we'll hear Down South Blues, a great classic from Doc Boggs. And lastly, we'll hear a group comprised of a guitar player by the name of Harmon Clem from Texas. He was recorded later for the Library of Congress, but here he's backing up his original partner, the mysterious fiddler known as Prince Albert Hunt. And this will call to mind an old blues, She Caught the Katy and Left Me a Mule to Ride. The tune is really Casey Jones, and it's called here on the label Katy on Time, and we must apologize for what you're about to hear on that cut. Remember, this is the third cut in the set you're about to hear. We've doctored this in no way as far as the speed and the tempo. This is one of those rare glimpses into the surreal world of old-time music, courtesy of Prince Albert Hunt. And you'll know what I'm talking about in a short while. First, let's get on that train with Frank Hutchison, the great guitarist from West Virginia.
Hey, Dad! I'm a going to the station, gonna catch a fastest train that goes. I'm a going back now, where the weather suits my clothes. Off and gone. I was reared in a country where the snow had never fell. I'm a-going back south if I don't do so well. I'm broken hearted, I've got old down south blue.
Thank you.
I don't know what's wrong with that record.
I don't think anybody knows. Maybe it was just an engineer pulling a fast one, or a slow one, or both.
It's unbelievable. But it is surreal.
It is a little strange. That's one of the most incredible Texas string bands, and almost indistinguishable from a black string band, and that was one of the Prince's claims to fame. He was a blackface performer prior to making records.
Minstrel?
Very much in the minstrel style. He's the man who brought us Blues in the Bottle. And Hunt was killed by the sheriff of the town, who found Hunt with his wife in a car, and actually just wanted to shoot him in the arm to kind of give him a scare, but it passed right through. So Hunt was killed sometime about 1928 or 29 or 30. But he left us a handful of records, and that one was Katie on Time. And remember to tell your friends that you heard it here first. Doc Boggs before that, using an amalgam of verses from Rosa Henderson, Alberta Hunter, and Clara Smith in his version of Down South Blues, recorded for Brunswick. And Frank Hutchison was on top. Great country slide guitarist of the time, playing, I believe, their bottleneck style, but he could play both ways. This program was a program on black retentions in white hillbilly music from the 1920s and 30s. This program weekly is a program dedicated to the history of traditional music on records from all around the world, and sometimes we neglect our own hometown, as it were, but we try to remedy that now and then. And for our last cut tonight, just to leave a wonderful taste in the ether, we'll hear from a man who retired, I think, from the railroad as an engineer sometime in the 1950s. He was from Beckley, West Virginia. Besides being an engineer, he was quite a guitar player. His partner on this recording was Leonard Copeland on the guitar, and the man we're talking about is Charlie Poole's old guitar player, Roy Harvey, and he's going to tune up his Gibson L4, and he's going to let everybody know about it and give us the Lonesome Weary Blues as our outro tonight, and hoping you don't have the blues. I'll see you next time, Mr. Citizen.
Good evening, Mr. Conti.
Boys, when I'm blue and downhearted, I just reach and get my old Gibson guitar and play the weary, lonesome blues.
Gate swing shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.